perennial Father, Lord of heaven and earth, you have revealed to little ones the mysteries of the kingdom.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to your ancestors, you shall not kill, and whoever kills will be liable to judgment. But I say to you, whoever is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. You have heard that it was said, you shall not commit adultery. But I say to you, everyone who looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart. Again, you have heard that it was said to your ancestors, do not take a false oath, but make good to the Lord all you vow. But I say to you, do not swear at all, that your yes means yes, and your no means no. Anything more is from the evil one. Gospel of the Lord. Today the gospel is a long form, it's very long. So just to make things short. But the short form is already long. The content, serious. You know, as a child, we are born not so much to learn to the rules, the laws. When you go to school, it doesn't, we don't like so many rules, right? You know, when I first entered the seminary, I thought it's very annoying. I have to keep silence all the time. In the refectory, when we're on the steps, and, you know, in the study room, of course, I find it very difficult. I find it so difficult to live in a seminary. Still today, I find it still difficult. Keep silence all the time. I'm not a Trappist, no? If I go to a Trappist monastery, of course, you have to keep silence all the time. But when you're in the seminary, just only a diocesan seminary, why do you keep so much rules? So the rules for me is very annoying. But I thank the Lord. I observe as much as I can. You know what? One secret. Before, in the seminary, we have a study room together. We are, by that time, we have about 40 students. By my time, today, not too many. Just around 10 today. By my time, 40. Of course, the Philippines, 100. I know. In Vietnam, there are 300 students, theological students. 300. Hong Kong, not even 30. Each year, not even more than one ordination, you can imagine. You know, when on Sundays, the parents can give us some gifts, gifts and things to eat, you know. So usually I brought it to the study room. When recreation time, I can eat. But during the during the study time, cannot eat. But my companions, they saw that I have something, you know, hidden, eatable. So they asked me, can I have one? You know, I didn't eat because I know this is the rule. We cannot eat in the study room. So I didn't eat. So practically, all my things eaten by them, my friends. You say that I'm a good, I'm not good, I'm no good. I don't know where to go, I'm not good, but I dare not eat. Because the rules say no. You know what? Most of those people who eat my food left the seminary. Only I observe, stay. I'm not saying that because I observe the rules, but to a certain extent, this is a kind of law in life. If you don't observe, sooner or later, you won't go astray. Jesus, by his time, law of Moses is very important. As with today, law of the church for us is very important. But Jesus criticized those church people, I mean those working in the temple, the scribes, the high priests. You know what Jesus called them? Hypocrites. They function very well, dress well, everything presentable. But Jesus doesn't like it. Because what Jesus criticizes, give external things being done, but no spirit, no heart. Well, today, I have the self-examination. I dress well, just as the high priest, but the time of Jesus, when Jesus comes, I'm afraid that he will say, Peter, you are a hypocrite. It can be. I behave well before you. Doesn't mean I live well. You know, Jesus, that simple word things. The God, they say, the law say, don't commit adultery. But Jesus says, if you look at a woman with a kind of lustful intention, you committed already adultery, you see. It's very serious. So I have to warn my time, I warn myself. Of course, some good looking, some not that good looking, but still you look at people. But at times, when you're good, you look more, 1 or 2 seconds more, right? Do you? Yes. Good things, appreciate. You know, this one's story. There is a princess. She's very beautiful. She went out with her parents. So we walk along. She saw a young man looking at her. She feel annoyed, offended, kind of lustful look at her. So he asks her guards, give him 2 steps to punish him because he doesn't look at her with respect. So the guard went there, pop, pop. So the man, sorry, I will close my eye. It is. And the princess says, give him 2 more. Why? That's a man asked. Why? I closed my eyes already. Why you give me 2 steps? The princess, very smart. You look at me with a bad intention in your heart. Many times we are doing like this. Our TV, we don't look. but intentionally in your heart, dirty things. It happens so many times. You know, it's not the time of Jesus, the time now is worse. In the past, when you buy the pornography books, you have to see nobody around, and then you might buy and then secretly. Now today, use your iPad or iPhone anytime when nobody, then you look a little bit. It's funny. It's a temptation. So even at times the Facebook, no? Or the YouTube. Many times when you look for good things, Holy Spirit, Blessed Trinity, there is a title there. But by the side, there's some kind of pictures coming up. Attractive woman there, one standing this there. Now you see, it's very hard. You know, when I went to Toronto working for some time, before that, I kind of indulged in watching television. Because at night, I mean, the whole day working hard, and then just tell myself, I can relax. So before the television, I can kind of relaxing myself. But then, most of the time, I slept before the television for a long time before I woke up and then went to bed at 3 o'clock. This is not a good habit. You know, the first thing I went to Toronto, the first thing is take out the television set from my sleeping room. You know, in America, everywhere, this thing. In the kitchen, even the toilet, no? This television set. Even today, no, it doesn't matter. Now you have the iPhone, you're ready to go. But when my time is not that used, we don't have the iPhone. So I take out. This part of my first conversion, take away from the television. The second is very serious. Because mentally, we are attached, maybe not to someone, to something that's not healthy. I know. But human weakness is there. Don't tell me, Father, you are ordained priest. You should be avoid for all these temptations. I tell you, not at all. In fact, it's more. The evil spirit doesn't want us to be close to the Lord. When you're already in the world, okay. Well, we are in the world, but not except in the world. We are still a little bit protected. But still, it's worse. Because if the heart is not changed, even appearance, I didn't do anything wrong. I know my heart is not that pure. I know myself. That's what Jesus is teaching me one way, the last way. Stay with him 1 hour per day. That's from Toronto. The woman, I told you already, no? The woman is a holy woman. She got stigmata, I mean the wounds of the Lord. Through Jesus, through her, gave me a message to ask people, stay with me before the Blessed Sacrament 1 hour every day. You know, it helps a lot. For you, it might be not convenient, but prayer is important. If you don't do it, although you say, I observe everything, but still your heart is still dirty. You need to be close to the Lord. You should have time. Find time. Your prayer time. I know you're very busy and you're tired. Before you go to bed, already you step already halfway in. That's what Jesus says. Seek first the kingdom of God, the rest will be given to you. So all these years, not these years, only 7 years, but more than that, started from Toronto and come back already 7 years. So these 8 years, I tried, to be faithful to the calling of Jesus. My penance. In fact, my penance. Of course, this is not a good word to do penance. Jesus doesn't want this to hear this word of penance. He loves me. He wants me to love him more before him. That's all. He's not a judge. He's not going to accuse me. He didn't. So the words to the lady is called Lady Empanas. If you don't know her, she is American, but grew in Canada. She was a Jew and became a Catholic. She wanted to know Jesus more, and Jesus gave her special grace. Stick with her. And she's as young as you are. Today might be 30 or 40, maybe 40. By the time I met her, she's 30 something. She's young. But you can see her whole life with stigma that is painful. They Father Pio, the same thing. But of course, it's not the blood that's coming out all the time, only on Good Friday. The year I met her, 2002, every first Friday, blood's coming from the hand, the feet. She's the kind of soul that's praying for people. So she prayed for me. And Jesus asked her to pray for me. You see, prayer is very important. So although the first reading, if you choose, you can keep the commandments. It's true. But underneath, there is a condition. You have to trust in the help of the Lord. Don't tell yourself, I can't. Sorry. Many times you say, I can't. No way. You can. You can't. We cannot. Without the grace of God. So these two much together. Without prayer, don't dream that you can be changed. Inward change, or we call it metanoia, it's a Greek word, change of heart, is from the grace of God, nothing else. It's from Jesus himself, nothing else. If you don't have Jesus in your heart, don't tell yourself you're okay, you're not okay at all. You do everything on your way, well behaved. People treat you as a saint. Don't trust this. You're not a saint yet. Unless you are so humble to the point that whatever you do, it's only for the sake of God. Only for His will, nothing else. That's the only way we can be saints. We are all called to be a saint. But we have all the temptations around us. It's not easy. I find it not easy. There's another story. When the judo ceremony for the black belt ceremony, when students come after 4 years exercise, you know, he's proud to have the black belt, you know, when you have a black belt, it's a kind of success. So the master asked him, what's the meaning of have the black belt? That means I work hard for the last 4 years, I deserve this honor, and I can present it to the world that I am capable. The master said, not this time. Come next year. In another year, he came. What's the meaning of black belt? Now I can teach people, I can show the people the best of judo. The master say, come next year. Finally, this young boy, this young gentleman came for the third time. Then the master said, what do you learn from these last 2 years? He said, I learned one thing. I have to practice every day. Okay, that's for you. Many times he said, I'm okay. You're not okay. When you're not okay, you're okay. Because when you're not okay, then you work hard. That's the same word of St. Paul says, no? When I'm strong, I'm weak. When I'm weak, exactly, please stand.